Gotcha.
Guys, we'll just go straight to questions.
Hi, Tyler. It's Susan Slusser from the Impressive Chronicle. Congratulations. What can you tell us about your thoughts on being drafted by the A's, and also kind of what you might be looking at with the potential for playing both baseball and continuing to potentially play college football too?
Just grateful, you know, to be drafted by the Oakland A's. Thankful for everybody who's helped me out, got me this far. Right now, I'm really not focused on, you know, the football baseball situation, but I'm just kind of soaking in tonight.
Playing it at like 80%
volume. Kylie, this is Casey. Go ahead, Susan.
Go ahead, Casey.
Kylie, this is Casey from Baseball America. You said that you're scoping out what to do. Have the A's discussed the possibility of what you do with you, or have there been any talks in that direction?
Scoping out what?
You said that you were trying to figure, you were in the process of scoping out what you do with football.
No. So I'm just soaking in tonight. I'm not really focused on, the whole football-baseball situation.
Okay. Have you talked to the A's about that yet, though?
Yes.
Okay.
Tyler, how would you describe yourself as a baseball player? What are your strengths, would you say?
I'm a very confident guy, no matter what, you know, what it is I'm doing. With me personally, I feel like I can, you know, with the reps and the time put in, I feel like I can do anything in the field. But, I mean, obviously easier said than done, but... I'm a very confident guy, and with that, with the time and the reps, I mean, like, I feel like I can do anything, so.
Hey, Kyle, this is Julian McGuinn from The Athletic. What was it like kind of just going from football to baseball and just being able to try to kind of maneuver both those sports at the same time? What was that like?
A little difficult on the body, but I've been doing both my whole life. Been doing both since I was 4 years old, so everybody tries to get out to be something that's not for me. Do a pretty good job of staying, you know, cool, calm, collected, you know, with football practice to baseball games, vice versa. For me, I'm just grateful to be able to play both at this, you know, this level, and obviously tonight being drafted, very thankful. I'm just grateful to be able to, you know, play both at this level, and, you know, tonight being drafted is a very great moment for me.
Tyler, you obviously have family members, so your dad and your uncle, who are two sport athletes. How important has that been for you to have them as role models?
Amazing. You know, I don't think there's, you know, many kids who, you know, have the influence, you know, the guys to go to that I have. So obviously I'm very, very grateful for that, you know, to have them in my corner. It's just, you know, very thankful, and, you know, I don't take it for granted.
Are there any other, like, two-sport athletes that you've really particularly looked up to over the years?
Not really, honestly. No, not really.
Can you tell us a little bit about how you've improved in the last year in baseball?
Yes. Last year, you know, I was starting off with a transfer from A&M, so I missed that whole baseball season. I had to sit out a year, then I come back the next season at OU. Played a little bit, didn't play a lot. You know, got my feet wet a little bit. I kind of had to find myself again. Just from missing a whole year of baseball. Baseball is not an easy game to play, so that was a little difficult. And then, you know, going up to the Cape this past summer was, I think that was, you know, very, you know, helped me out a lot. Just from seeing guys that are good at the game, seeing what they do on a day in and day out basis, and learning the ins and outs of baseball, just obviously getting to play a lot every day obviously helps. And then coming back this year, this season, you know, having a lot of confidence just from seeing those guys. You know, best of the best, we call it collegiate sports. So for me, it was good to go up there and then come back here and you got to put it on the field. So it's good for me to go up there, but I think that was a good thing.
you have to leave the Cape early because of doing the question we have? Did you have to leave the Cape early because of the Texas football?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
Kyler, what would you say is the single greatest strength of your game as a baseball player?
I don't think it has anything to do athletically for me. I think it all has to do with, you know, my mindset and just, you know, the work ethic. Obviously, you know, everybody sees the athletic ability and, you know, the tools. You know, that only gets you so far. So, for me, I think it has to be the work ethic and, you know, the mindset.
What have you done to develop your mental game and mindset?
I think it's just how I was raised. I honestly couldn't answer that question. I don't know how to answer that question. I've been through a lot of situations that I guess a lot of kids haven't been put in before, playing, you know, football and baseball. I played basketball when I was growing up too, so I mean, I've been dealt a lot of hands. You know, I'm grateful for it all, but you know, I really don't know why I think the way I think, but it's just how it is.
Does being a dual sport athlete kind of help you in baseball? And if so, why is that?
I think so. You know, football and baseball are two different sports. So for me, you know, baseball is obviously a more mental game. You know, football, you can't, you know, you can get angry and go do something about it in the sport of football. But baseball, you know, you're probably going to fail if, you know, you try to put your emotions into it. Baseball is not a fair game. So, like I said earlier, I think the mindset deal, you know, taking that from football, bringing it over to baseball is something that helps me.
What did you do to celebrate after you found out you were drafted?
Well, I found out on a plane, so, you know, the boys, the team kind of gave me a round of applause, which was cool. And then, you know, getting back into Norman, my family drove down, so celebrated with them. It's just been a good night.
Tyler, are you planning to play football this season, or is that something you haven't decided yet?
I will be playing for Logan.
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
I said I will be playing for Washington.
And that's something you discussed with the A's, and they're okay with that?
Yes.
You can still do that, cool.
Guys, any final questions for Kyler?
Yeah, Kyler, just to reiterate, you said you are going to play for the year. And you've talked to the A's about that already.
Yeah, it's confirmed.
All right, thank you.
All right, last question, guys. Anything? All right, Kyler, thanks for your time. Really appreciate it.